Psalm 128, Preface. As the day without sunshine is uncomfortable, and the night without starlight is cheerless, so is life on earth without wedlock, and wedlock without children. Wedlock, if conducted in the fear of God, serves greatly to beautify life. It teaches husband and wife mutually to bear the cross, to pray together as with one heart and voice, to comfort each other from year to year, to increase in love one to the other, and many more virtues. Children enlivening the house are one of God's most precious gifts, for which Christians should earnestly pray. And when God blesses a house with many children, the parents should not become discouraged, imagining they would be richer and have less labor and trouble with less children. It is a truth confirmed in the Word of God: the more children, the more blessing. Often do the parents eat with the children rather than the children with the parents, because God gives more abundantly for the sake of the children. Now, if children are the gift of God, they should also be raised in the fear and love of God. With the talents which God gives, we are so to deal that he may receive his own with usury. Ye Christian parents, so educate your children as to return them to the Lord, his own sons and daughters, who glorify his name. What your reward shall be, learn from the 128th Psalm. Blessings promised to pious parents. A Song of Degrees. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Summary. In this psalm, the estate of wedlock is highly praised, and it contains sweet comfort for husband and wife. Though it costs parents much labor, care, and trouble to raise a family of children, yet they have this assurance that their estate is God's own institution and was blessed of him before ever sin entered into the world. Certainly, it is well-pleasing unto the Lord, and he blesses every couple that walk in his fear, granting them much more happiness than labor and sorrow. Even though occupying but an humble station in life, their labors shall be blessed, and peace and contentment shall dwell in their house. But let it be remembered well that this psalm speaks of the godly, those who love the word of God, who granted a place at their fireside, and who are diligent to walk in the ways of the Lord. That there is no enduring happiness in the dwellings of the ungodly is not surprising. Prayer. Thanks be unto thee, our God, for instituting the holy estate of matrimony, and preserving it, since so many ages, against the assaults of that apostate spirit which is an enemy of all that is pure and godly. Make every house thy temple, fashioning the hearts of husband and wife, that they love one another, and cause both parents and children to walk in the faith of thy Son and be saved. Amen.